Welcome to Innovation That Sticks. This is Ethan Barron, your host. And before we hop into our conversation with Lorraine Chapman, I wanted to bring in Adam Baser. Adam Baser is the Senior Manager of Health Information Systems here at HIMSS and works very closely with Lorraine on the HIT User Experience Community. And before we start our discussion with Lorraine, Adam, I wanted to talk with you about why innovation and user experience are so closely related.
Thanks, Ethan. There really is a natural connection between the two areas. The perspective that you take when focusing on the user and really trying to work through from your own perspective the entire user experience, whether it's your patient, your clinician. Whoever's experience you're really looking at, through that process of exploration and understanding, it really opens up doors towards ideas and potential new processes, new workflows, ideas for new products, and it kind of lights that spark where innovation can flourish as far as figuring out what processes, products, or workflows you need to put into place to actually make that innovation happen.
Yeah, and I think that Lorraine's going to speak a little bit more about that when we bring her on the phone. One of the things I want to also get some more information from you on before we dive into our conversation with Lorraine is I know the HIT User Experience community is releasing a new resource center. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. We are very excited about our updated resource library within HIMSS.org. And one of the things we focused on is making sure that we have an opportunity to expand the conversation around the products, processes, and workflows that people discuss when considering user experience and usability. For good reason, a lot of the focus has been on electronic health records, and that product and the usability and user experience conversations that have been driven by the increased implementation of that product have definitely been helpful to bring this conversation to the forefront. But what we want to really illustrate is that there are user experience and usability opportunities and challenges really with any piece of technology or software across the continuum of care. We are looking to make sure that we've got resources that speak to all of those different areas. And are excited to have a start there. And obviously, we're always looking for case studies and reports from the field and hope that having this expanded resource library will also give folks an opportunity to start getting involved with the user experience and usability conversation in those areas that previously haven't been discussed.
Well, I know it's going to be a great resource, and people have access to information in our meta description. If you're listening to this on your phone or on the web, you'll see a link within the podcast description. Adam, thank you so much for joining us today, and let's head over to the conversation with Lorraine.
Thanks, Ethan.
Today, we're lucky to be joined by Lorraine Chapman, the Director of Healthcare User Experience at Macadamian. How are you doing today, Lorraine?
I'm fine, thank you.
Well, thanks for joining us today, Lorraine. One of the reasons we wanted to talk with you is because you are the chair of the Health IT User Experience Committee here at HIMSS. And for those who don't know, the Health IT User Experience Community just went through a name change. Previously, it was the Health IT Usability Community. Can you share with us why the differentiation between user experience and usability is so critical in the name change?
Sure. Well, the main, so the committee has been around for a while as a task force for a number of years, and it was previously chaired and led by a fantastic group of practitioners and physicians. The issue, of course, is that the extent or the breadth of things that we're currently dealing with have grown. And usability itself is a very narrow term. So the idea behind changing the name to the user experience community was to show that we were growing along with the term and along with the different methodologies that were being applied in the field. So if we think about the term usability and think about the ISO definition of usability, it's a very specific part within the overall field of user experience. So usability is defined as the extent to which a product can be used by specified users to achieve specified goals with effectiveness, efficiency, and satisfaction in a specified context of use. So this definition has been in place for quite some time, and it's very succinct and to the point, but it's not inclusive of the broader context of user experience. And user experience refers to the overall experience that a user, a customer, or an audience member has with the product. And so really, that's the main reason we changed the name.
So you mentioned, you know, broadening the scope of the community and, you know, making sure that the whole user experience is looked at when we study and build resources for HIMSS members. So, you know, why is it so critical to the future of health IT that we focus on the whole user experience and not just the usability?
Because it allows us to look at every element of the experience, right? So people don't use products or perform specific tasks in a vacuum. They are often interacting in a variety of different contexts with a variety of different people and with a variety of different inputs or other applications. And so focusing on the overall experience means we need to look at everything from, you know, structure and navigation to how the user flows through different tasks, to how clear the information, and even look at things like the emotional impact the experience has on a user. So really, practicing user experience includes three main aspects that we want to educate people about, ensure that they're incorporating these things into, you know, their implementation practices or product development practices. And that includes understanding the experience, so having that foundational understanding of users and their goals, how they work, the tasks they need to accomplish, and of course the environment that they're working in, and then design that experience with that information, right? Use that information to inform the way you design the experience. And that means looking specifically at things like information design, interaction design, and by interaction design, we mean how does the user interact with the system, and visual design. So that's the colors, the branding, all that stuff. And then the last aspect, of course, is implementing the experience. And that can be really critical in a hospital environment. You need to understand the technical constraints and the requirements, find a solution around those things. And I think some of the problems that we're currently experiencing today are because we haven't really thought about implementing the experience within an ACO, for example, or a large healthcare network.
So you talked about the importance of the user experience. Why is it so critical today to be focusing on that user experience in health systems and in health settings?
Because it's focusing on the user experience, it's focusing on the overall and that unified user experience. because it's very critical today because there are so many different contexts, domains, and applications that make up an end-to-end experience. So just as an example, previously, you know, let's think about 10 years ago where people might have been working, you know, going about their day-to-day lives. Let's take a physician. He's got his clipboard, for instance. He or she has their clipboard or charts, and they're constantly, their flow is to constantly document or record. They're going from patient to patient, and they've got that clipboard with them, and they're entering in information. Nowadays, that's simply not the case, and that's, you know, particularly for the physician. They're coming and going. They may be using a mobile device. It may be, you know, could be a smartphone. It could be a tablet. They could be stopping at a central location and looking at a desktop, potentially even two or three monitors at a time, and not just on their own, but with a group of other clinicians who are providing input. So there is no, today there really is no clear, you know, starting point and finishing point in terms of that user experience, but it's a conglomeration of many different experiences. And so the expectation is that I may start a task on one device and in one context and then finish it on yet another device or in another context. And to be able to design that appropriately to make sure we're not missing anything, so there's nothing falling through the gaps, right, the cracks in the process, and to ensure that I have, as a user, everything I need to either get information or input information or deliver quality of care, we need to look at that overall experience. That's what's going to allow us to create that effective, efficient, and honestly satisfying experience for clinicians.
So one of your, or part of your job at Macadamian is around planning user experience strategy and growth. You know, from your position at Macadamian, are you seeing any communities of profession in healthcare? You mentioned clinicians, but do you see any one profession driving this user experience revolution more than any others, or are they all in tandem?
Well, I think you're right, there are pockets of groups across the environment that are really focused on improving the experience for either themselves or the people around them. I don't think there's any one group, although having said that, we, you know, often see people like clinical informaticists because they tend to take that step back, right? They tend to see how all the different professionals within that health network, using a variety of different applications, and they hear about it, right? They see the problems that they're experiencing, or they see gaps right from the CIO or the analyst who is trying to predict different events occurring in the hospital, or even scheduling for that matter, right down to the nurse who is dragging that workstation on wheels from room to room with them. So the clinical informaticist tends to typically have that overall view and is really focused on trying to fix some of those problems. But there are definitely professionals in different areas who are starting to make their concerns and their needs known because the applications are starting to get in the way of them being able to deliver care.
Okay, so stepping back for a minute, what are some of the greatest opportunities you see in healthcare right now around user experience? And What would be some simple rules and tips for organizations to utilize to innovate their user experience?
So that's a big question. it's hard to predict what's going to happen. But certainly, I'd say like start with the basics. So everybody is talking about user experience in healthcare or usability in healthcare. And for many, that's actually a new concept or a new idea. But I've been practicing user experience. It wasn't called user experience back then, but I've been practicing it for 18 years. So this is not a new idea. It's been around for a long time. Human factors has been around for a long time. And so when I say get back to basics, it's really about stopping, thinking about your users, their needs, their context, using that to inform the design, iterating on those designs. So don't just, you know, think that you've collected those requirements and now I can start implementing. Really collaborating with your target users and iterating on the designs before you actually start building and implementing it is a really critical step. And using that process, building that process into your product development process. So that's, I mean, typically something that we target towards the vendors, right? Because they're the ones creating the products. But groups of people within the hospital networks can focus on the same things. But this time they're taking a look at their entire network. But applying the same process to figure out, so what is going to best suit the needs of all of our users? How do we make that happen? How do we involve them in this process to ensure that what we're actually implementing and delivering is actually meeting their needs? You also asked about, you know, the greatest opportunities, I think, Ethan. And one is really integration. I'm seeing a lot of silos, and we really need to break down those barriers and allow different devices, different applications, anything really to talk to one another, so that there we really do achieve that continuum of care. Right now, I think the continuum of care is kind of the pie in the sky vision, because we're not there yet. It's really difficult for a clinician of any type to get that end-to-end view of a particular patient or group of patients. And I think that's really where people can start to innovate, is let's break down those barriers. Let's look at how we can really facilitate that continuum of care, regardless of vendor or product.
Well, that's a great point, that there's tremendous opportunity in this space, which leads us to sort of our next question, something that we asked all of our guests on the Innovation at Six podcast. And that question is, what do you believe is going to be possible in the future with more innovation in healthcare? And that can be focused on user experience, or it can be focused on other innovations that may pop up in the future of healthcare.
Wow. I suppose the easy answer is anything is possible. I think there are a couple of things. I think we'll start to see almost the disappearance of screens, if you will. That would truly be innovative. We talk about a unified user experience in terms of right today, in terms of, you know, people using a set of products and they feel and look the same and they don't feel strange. But going forward, for me, this unified experience is one in which I just don't see the interface. I don't see the application or product, right? As a nurse, for instance, delivering patient bedside care, I just go about my tasks and things are automatically documented, if you will, or captured. And so that I, as a clinician, can focus on the patient rather than focusing on, did I get this information into system X and then this other bit of information into system Y. And I think that will be possible one day. I think that technology is starting to get there, and it certainly is pervasive. And that's something that I think it would be truly innovative, and many great companies are already starting to do some initial research on that.
So when you talked about not having screens anymore, or not having, I guess, interfaces on the screen, are you talking about having sort of a dictation system where there is no more physical screen, or are you talking a bit more about having user experience so unified and I guess so easy that you don't even realize that you're inputting information anymore?
Yeah, it could be a bit of both. So I'll take an example today, because I don't know how it's going to play out in the future, but if I look at using a device, for instance, to get your blood glucose, and I know it is possible today and getting better, although it doesn't work as seamlessly as we would like. But if I'm a patient and I have diabetes, the clinician takes my blood, or me as a patient, I take my own blood, that automatically, that information from collected in that particular device automatically gets propagated to the appropriate parts, right, in my patient record, for instance. So I might not be in a hospital environment, I could be at home, but why not have it set up so that it automatically populates my own patient record, so that if my physician goes to look at it one day or wants to see how things are trending across a period of time, they can see it. So I haven't interfaced with the patient record in any way as a patient. I've just taken my blood, which I do all the time. And so by the disappearance of screens, I mean, I'm not being forced to interact with yet another system. I'm just doing a task, taking my blood, and that information gets shared in an appropriate manner, gets put into the appropriate place in a health record. So it could be from my patient portal. It could go directly into an EHR, for example.
One of the interesting things about your answer is you're talking a lot about the patient. What's the patient's role in user experience, and is it something that you, as a healthcare user experience expert, focus on?
They have a huge role. It's everything in healthcare is about the patient, right? It's about delivering care, or ensuring that preventing events in which a patient might come to a hospital, for instance. And it's not really even a patient, because I may not be a patient at different points in time, for instance. So there's nothing wrong with me right now, but I'm still very much engaged in my own health and in maintaining my own health. And so I have certain expectations about how things are going to work, or about what I want to achieve, for instance. What are my health goals? And so as a user experience practitioner, we always think about the user in their different roles, because in healthcare specifically, they may be a fitness buff, right? They may be somebody who's just concerned about overall health, relaxation, but I could be a heart patient, for instance. And so they are a very important part of the design process. And we do things like participatory design sessions with target end users, so that can be patients, whereby we bring them in and we start doing a collaborative design exercise with them. So what we're doing is pulling their requirements around a specific situation or for a particular product, and we're designing on the fly and getting their input and feedback as we do that. But that's not the only time we involve users. Throughout the design process, we're constantly going back out and validating with patients, with the users. And that can take many different forms. It might just be putting some design concepts in front of them and getting them to work through some sample tasks. It can be a very formal summative usability test where we're actually giving them specific tasks and then collecting qualitative or quantitative data. And it could be, you know, things like diary studies or observational studies with our target users. So they're definitely a central part of the user experience design process.
Great. Well, we're almost out of time here, but I did want to touch on one thing. We mentioned at the start of our conversation that you are the chair of the user of the Health IT User Experience Committee here at HIMSS. So what are some opportunities for those looking to get more information and to learn a little bit more about user experience?
Well, you can get more information from the HIMSS website, obviously. We do have monthly education sessions. So, you know, join, become a member, and look for our regular updates on the different education sessions that we offer. But outside of HIMSS, there is a huge amount of information out there. All you need to do, actually, is Google user experience and many different websites, informational sites will come back to you. UXPA is a good one to start with. There are many different people like me who run their own companies, actually, and put out a lot of educational material about user experience. So you can check out User Interface Engineering, for example. UXPA is another one. IXD is another organization, and there are many different resources that you can also, if you're one of those people that really, I just want to read a book first, and then I'm going to explore, there are many valuable resources out there about user experience design.
Great. And for people listening, we will provide a link. If you look down in the description below, there's going to be a link to the HIT User Experience Resource Library from him. So please check that out. Lorraine, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Again, today our guest has been Lorraine Chapman, the Director of Healthcare User Experience at Macadamian. Lorraine, have a great rest of the day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
You've been listening to Innovation That Sticks. For more great podcasts, visit hims.org/podcasts. If you have feedback on today's episode or any of our episodes, please email innovation@hims.org.